This is Mike Kraft catching up with Panthers defensive line coach Eric Washington after practice. And coach, we have the good fortune to get really close to your drill and kind of give fans a real insight of what you're doing over there with the defensive line. And one thing I've noticed over the years in watching you, very technical, and you make sure that these defensive linemen are zeroed in.
Well, what we're trying to get accomplished over there with our six technique and one techniques, we're emphasizing quick and violent hands, precise hands. What we want to be able to do is neutralize blocks, make sure we can control the blocker and leverage our gap and ultimately escape and put ourselves in position to make a tackle.
Put it together. That's the way to rotate the hips, Frank. That's the way to rotate.
Right, you're okay, set.
Come off the ball, shit, and go. Nice job. Here we go. Hands.
Well, we're actually watching that video now, and one thing I noticed, the sled's a little bit different. It's a one-man sled, but instead of a big old pad, you have those iron bars wrapped that the guys have to get their hands on.
Right. Well, the entire point behind that is to make sure that the hands are precise. We take the large pad off, and we really, that's the framework that goes underneath the pad. So with that particular way we're set up, we want to really emphasize precise hands so we get our hands inside on the blocker and put ourselves in position to get off the block and tackle.
One thing that fans will notice, I mean, you guys are always working at a high tempo.
Absolutely. We, you know, because the game is played that way, the NFL has evolved to a lot of tempo type offenses, no huddle, things of that nature. So we want to make sure that we match that and we're ready to play at all times.
Well, coach, as you guys go into the break, I know you gave them some words of wisdom. What were you telling them to do during this break?
Well, just continue to follow through with what we've been doing since we started in the spring, and that's rebuild. We start over. You don't start from the same place you did last year. And they've done an exceptional job of that, utilizing the offseason, continue to rebuild until we get back for training camp.
Well, coach, it's always a pleasure to watch you work, and thank you for letting us go inside your drill.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Mike.